Take your Bibles and turn to Revelation. Chapter 3. You remember back in January of this year, we started this series, these letters to the seven churches. And now we come to the last letter, the letter to the church of Laodicea. To review, these letters basically they're all addressed to the angel of the church of Ephesus, to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, to the angel of the church of Laodicea. This is a message from Christ to the messenger of the church, or to the pastor of the church, or to the leaders of the church. The idea, as we've read these letters, that Christ is present in our context. He is present in this building. He walks back and forth through these aisles. He knows us. He knows our churches. And he speaks words that are appropriate to us. He speaks words that are technical words to us, but he speaks words that apply directly to us. And he does this in this letter to Laodicea. This is a wealthy church. This is a church that has lukewarm water that comes to miles away. This is a church that has a very, in the midst of a garment district, it makes very, very nice clothes. And he speaks words that are direct and appropriate. And he does that for us this morning. Now, if you were to study the commentaries that have been written about this passage, by far the majority of the writers and the preachers who have written or spoken about this passage will say that this passage really refers to the Western Church or the American Church. It's hard to see how this church would apply to a place like Zambia, Africa, or Gulu, Africa. It's hard to see how this would apply to any place except America and Western Europe, where the church and the people and the nations are wealthy, and we experience abundant wealth. And wealth has, Jesus says, this ability to numb our senses. It has the ability to dull our appreciation for spiritual things. Now, I see my P upstairs. I'm hearing a little bit of feedback. Do you hear a little feedback?
Okay.
Yeah, if you can cut the
cord.
That's good.
No,
nothing.
Take your Bibles and turn over to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 17. Where Paul says that we are to instruct those that are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix your eyes on the uncertainty of riches, it seems as if Laodicea, rich in the world, fixed their eyes on the gifts and not the giver.
所以这些保罗指出来，我们要把我们的眼光要放在那个主位，我们之上面，而要放在主所给我们、主所让赐百般赐给我们的那个主。所以就像在老底嘉的教会一样，我们人们注重的是那个富裕，而忘了那个赐富足的那个神。Paul
says to the pastor Timothy, he says, instruct them to be good. And to do good, and to be rich in good works. And in other words, he's asking us that the bank account of our good works be larger than the bank account that's in the Bank of America or wherever you keep your funds.
要在好事上要，就像我们现在在美国这些，你要行善，要甘心施舍。Then
he says, look to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 6.
再来到申命记第六章，申命记第六章，因为申命记第六章第十节。
Some of us have come to this country from China, and we've come and struggled and worked hard. Some of us have instructed our kids about hard work will get you ahead in America, and that's really true. This is a country, I believe, that rewards opportunity.
我们在这边努力工作，我们也告诉我们的孩子要努力的念书，将来工作有好的机会，因为在这个美国的地图上，因为要努力才会有好的机会，有发展机会。
I remember one time we were having dinner here, and they were serving something, I forget what it was, and YP came to me and said, oh, this is very good, and I said, it seems like fat to me. He said, no, one time in the history, we used to eat this food because it would help us, because all we had eaten during the week was very, very bad food, and this fat, I guess is the message that you call it, would help our digestive system. I don't want to get any further than that.
所以陈弟兄就跟我解释，你知道吗？在我们过去，我们贫穷的时候，我们吃一个礼拜吃不到好的东西，所以一个星期就吃了这一次，肥油的东西可以帮助我们消化。Some
of you know real poverty, and some of you have come out of poverty. And some of you are living in houses or places that you never thought you would live this nicely.
在座的你们可能中间有经过非常非常极其贫穷的生活，你也住过那个极其贫穷的房子，所以今天你住的地方，你觉得真是好。Turn
to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10, and see what Moses says to us who have arrived, what Moses says to people that have moved from poverty to wealth, and what we should say to our children, continually reminding them about what God would have us know.
所以在申命记中，我们看到第六章，我们看到摩西当初带的以色列人从极其贫穷贫困的地方为奴的地方出来。所以到现在，我们也应该要照着摩西的教导来提醒我们的孩子，我们当初是如何的贫穷，我们现在在好的时候的时候，我们要如何的来纪念我们的神。Look
at Deuteronomy 6:10.
申命记第六章第十节。When
the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to you, a land with large flourishing cities you didn't build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells that you did not dig, vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, Then, when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget.
耶和华你的神，领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓，应许给你的地，那里有诚意，又大有福。非你所建造的，有房屋，装满各样的物；非你所装满的，有凿成的水井；非你所凿成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园；非你所栽种的，你吃了，而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及为你之家领出来的耶和华。Do
not forget the Lord who delivered you through those plagues. Do not forget the Lord who delivered you through the Red Sea. Do not forget the Lord who provided manna for you in the desert. When you've arrived, when you've got the cars, when you've got the house, when you've got the education, when you have the degrees, do not forget who gave you those cars, who gave you that education, who gave you those houses. Don't forget.
不要忘记是神领你经过那些灾难，不要忘记神领你经过了红海，不要忘记神在旷野中赐下的玛拿，不要忘记当你有了车子、有了房子，你不要忘记是神赐给你那些富足的东西。So
now let's look at our text. If you turn back now to Revelation chapter 3.
让我们再翻回启示录第三章。
Jesus introduces himself as the Amen, the faithful and true witness. In other words, what he says in here, what I say to you, Laodiceans, what I say to you, EBC, this comes from somebody who speaks truth and whose word is Amen, authoritative.
所以主耶稣今天对我们天神说话，也是照着他，他是诚信，他是真实的主来对我们说话。He
says this. He says, "I know your deeds."
他说，我知道你的行为。I
know what you're all about.
我知道你一切。I've
attended your meetings.
我参加了你的会议。
I've been in your prayer meetings.
我在你的祷告会中。
I've been in your Bible studies.
我在你的查经班。
I've attended your worship service.
我在你的敬拜的时候,
and I've got to say something about you.
我要跟你说一些,
and I'd like to say this as delicately as possible, but Jesus says you make me sick.
我要跟你说的很诚恳，就是你让我觉得很，我要病了。
He says you nauseate me. That's the word in the Greek text. You nauseate me.
让我觉得很恶心。
Now I watched some football this. Fall and watch William play over there at against the school. It was a little terrible. I was over there for a couple of games. And I think one thing you can say about the 10-5 football program, it's got a good future.
所以说我们他学校的足球赛有很好的前景。But
I noticed when William was in the midst of the game, he'd come over to the sidelines and you watch all football players and they squirt water in their mouth and then what do? They spit it right out.
对，威廉他在打球的时候，他到旁边来喝水，他们就是这样，再倒进去，然后就这样吐出来。
That's not the word that Jesus uses. It's not just drinking and going like that. That's not the word he uses.
那个不是主耶稣所用的，就这样喝了就这样吐出来，不是主耶稣所用的。
The word he uses is vomit, this retching thing, this stuff that comes from down here, and you feel it, and it finally comes out. Jesus said, that's what you all make me feel like when I come to church. I won't describe it anymore, but you understand what I'm talking about.
主耶稣说，我待到你的教会，我的感觉是什么？是从心里，从腹部这样子翻转以后的恶心的这样吐出来。
Why does he say this?
为什么他这样说?
He says you're neither hot nor cold, you're just lukewarm.
因为他说你不冷也不热，你就像温水一样。
There's a couple things that I teach me about this. God wants me. God wants our church to live at the extreme, not in the middle.
所以我学到说，主耶稣要我们在教会里活出一个什么样的光景？不是在中间，而是要在极端的地方。
Now some of us were happy with being in the middle of the curve, and we sort of enjoyed that sweet spot of the curve. But I've noticed with our kids, no, they're not satisfied with that. They want to be at the top. They want to score the highest in the SATs. They want to get in the right kind of schools. And Jesus is saying, I want that kind of attitude.Your Christian life, I don't want you to be satisfied with the middle of the curve. I want you at the extreme end.
我知道我们很多人在这个平均的那个地位上就觉得很满足了。可是我也知道我们许多小孩子他要争取那个最好的，他要争取最好的高中成绩，这最好的考试成绩，所以他将来可以申请最好的学校。所以主耶稣对我们说，我要你对你属灵的生活，对你属灵的光景有那样的态度，要争取最极端最好的光景，所以才能够有更好的往前。
I have a friend over at a software company in Parsippany, and he's designing certain software to track containers so that you sitting at your desk know which container you can send your load for wherever it wants to go, and then you can follow exactly where your container is.
我有一个朋友开一个软件公司，专门就是看他那些那个盒子是到什么样的地，到哪里，运到哪里。
For me as a pastor, it was a very innovative idea. I never thought about it before. So I said to him, I said, well, is anybody else doing it?
对我来说，这好像我从来没听过，所以我问他有没有别人也做同样的事情。
And he said, yes, someone in California. Now, my friend, Harry, is a very quiet, reserved man.
他跟我说有，在加州也有。那我的朋友 Harry, 他其实是一个非常保守也非常安静的人。
So I said to Harry, I said, well,How do you handle this competition?
所以我说 ，Harry， 你跟怎么跟加州的这个竞争啊，同行竞争啊
？And this quiet man said, "We're going to crush it."
他说我要把他们打倒。
And the same drive and desire that he has in business, that you have in business, that you have to get in the right grades, Jesus is saying you need to have that kind of energy to be hot.That kind of energy to be cold for me.
所以同样的这样子的欲望，这样的冲动，愿意在事业上，在学业上冲进的话，我主耶稣说我要你，对我，对这个事工上，对主耶稣灵里上，也要有同样的冲进。
It takes energy to be a clean Christian. It takes energy to be a growing Christian. You just can't coast. Otherwise.Jesus comes to church and gets sick.
所以就是你要有定义，你要把你的所有的心力都摆在这上面，你才能够或者是很冷，或者是很热，要不然要为着主，要不然主来到教会上对我们的光景，让他觉得就是从心理上觉得他真的受苦。
I want you to imagine for a moment your kitchen, please. And just take a little walk with me in your mind to your kitchen right now. And I've been instructed since I've been in this church because I've had several colds. And what each one of you tell me all the time when you get a cold, drink what? Hot tea. Right?
我在这个教会，我每次生病感冒的时候，很多人都告诉我说，在你感冒的时候要喝什么呢？喝热茶，对不对
？It takes energy to heat the water to an appropriate temperature to make the tea right. It takes energy to be a growing Christian.
要有一个能量，要把这个茶弄热，所以也要同样的要有量的能量，要。使我们成为一个对的基督徒。
If you come to my kitchen, you come to your kitchen, you have a freezer. And in my freezer right now, there's some really good, good frozen ice cream.
如果你到我的冰箱，或你到你的冰箱，你会看到我的冰箱里头有很好很好的冰淇淋。
And it's kind of a special treat in the evening to just take a couple of scoops out, put some hot butterscotch on it, and end the day with some cold, cold ice cream.
因为在一天的下来，如果我拿一点冰淇淋出来，浇一点温的琥珀的话，这样真的是那一天真的是有这么很冷的冰淇淋，真的是一个很享受的。But
that freezer is plugged in, and there's energy exchanged to take the heat out of the air to allow to produce the cold. Energy makes the water hot. Energy makes the ice cream cold. And to be hot or cold, it takes energy for you as a Christian to study the Word, to fellowship with each other, to pray, to evangelize.
所以冰箱是因为它的电有那个能量，能够经过热，然后能够结冰。同样的，我们基督徒也需要这个能量，让我们能够冷，能够热，有这个从这个能量能够产生出来，为主传福音，为主来做教导的工作，为主在各样的服饰上有份。If
you are a Christian and you're coasting, you're just going downhill, Jesus is saying, no, 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 this is not right. If you are, in some sense, I know the Holy Spirit empowers us, but if you know you've expended all of your energy, you're at that point of being a hot Christian for Jesus Christ.
所以我知道主耶稣当看到我们往走了下坡的时候，开始有那种不冷不热的感觉的时候，主耶稣说不行不行，你要回来，你要再一次的把那个力量，把那个精力再回转向我，才会有再一次的重新得力的，能够为了主发热心的往前走。If
you have no energy at the end of the week for God, because you've studied so hard, you have no energy at the end of the week for church because you've worked so hard, you are in that state of lukewarmness, and Jesus knows it. He knows it, and he says, I don't really enjoy being around you. You make me sick.
如果在一个星期的结尾的时候，你说我累了，因为我读了太多的书，我累了，因为我工作太多的话，主耶稣看到我们这个样子的光景，主耶稣说我其实不愿意跟你在一起。
Now, there's a the next section of this little letter is kind of he said, she said kind of a section, or basically we say, he said. We say we're rich. He says, no, you're poor. We say we're healthy. He says, no, you're sick. Look at it in the text.
这一封书信就一直反复地说，主说我说，主说我说，主说我说我富足了，主说你是贫穷的。我们来看看怎么说的。You
say, verse 17, I'm rich. I've acquired wealth. I don't need anything.
在十七节，我说，你说，我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。Laodicea
was much like metropolitan New York.
你知道老底嘉就像纽约大都会一样。Certainly,
you have to say Wall Street and the area of New York is synonymous with the banking center or the money center of the world. And some of us work in that area, and some businesses are associated with that. And we can talk about the wealth of America, and we talk about it in terms like what Wall Street says, Wall Street does.
纽约大都会的富足，就以华尔街来说，有许多的银行业，在美国，我也知道许多人在那边上班，所以跟着这些金融界，跟着这个富足，所以我们知道从华尔街，我们知道什么叫富足。Now
this city, Laodicea, it was then a banking center. There was a lot of wealth associated with the money that was deposited and the money that was exchanged there, and people made money off of money.
所以在老底嘉的老底嘉教会也是有同样的富足，也有许多银行金融界在那地方，所以也是以钱滚钱的富足。And
so the church was a wealthy church.
所以老底嘉是一个富足的教会。But
they made a mistake and they said we don't need any.
可是他们呃。 说说错了一句话，他说我们不需要任何事情，我们一样都不需要。
What they needed to do was to change accountants.
他们真的是需要把他们的会计师的换一下。
Needed to exchange their CPA for a heavenly accountant. You're rich here, but you're bankrupt here.
他们如果换成属天的属天的会计师的话，他们就知道在属天里头他们真的是贫穷的，虽然在世上。
Years ago, Paterson, New Jersey was a center of textile here in the Northeast, and yes, perhaps for America.
So, in 许多年前 ，Paterson 也是一个在纺织界是一个富裕的地方。
And many of those companies are gone now, but Laodicea was the center of manufacturing for woolen, fine wool garments.
现在在开的那边，许多公司都已经结束了。在老底家的时候，老底家教会他们是采那个羊毛出产的地方。
So not only were the people rich, but they looked good. They looked like they came out of Neiman Marcus. They looked like they came out of Bloomingdale. They had fine clothes.
所以在那边不仅仅人在老底家，不仅仅人们富裕，他们所的穿着都是高尚的、高尚式、流行的。
And the third thing that was in the city was they manufactured from some of the minerals that were around there a salve for your eyes, so that if you had bad eyes, you couldn't see, you would take the salve from Laodicea and you would put it on your eyes and it would help you see. And they made lots of money through the sale throughout Asia Minor from the salve, the eye salve from Laodicea.
还有第三个，他们的工艺，他们的那个产品就是擦眼的药，所以在那个地方，他们有大量的生产擦眼的药，出口到小亚细亚去。那个擦眼睛的那个眼药呢，擦了以后，如果你眼睛不好，看不清楚，擦了就会医治你。
So let's pretend you're writing a paper about the economic strength of Laodicea.
假若你现在在写一篇报道关于。老底家的经济情况。
So you would talk about the strength of its banking system, you would talk about the strength of its textile industries, and you talk about the strength of its pharmaceutical business.
你说到老底家的长处，它在金融界，它在羊毛出产上，在眼药的发展上面都有各样的引以为傲的地方。
Now, Jesus is not asking us to resign from the banking business. He's not asking us to resign from the textile business. He's not demanding that we resign from the pharmaceutical business. But he's asking us, instead of focusing on the gift, to refocus on the giver of the job, the giver of the money, the giver of the design for these drugs.
主耶稣不是要他们老底家的人从这些各个的行业里头放掉不要做，而是要他们把他们的注意力从这些他们的富足转向这些次富足的这神，次富足次这些工作机会的这个神。
Let me tell you a story to illustrate this.
与大家分享一个故事。
There was a father who had a disease and he was quarantined in a hospital for several days, many days.
有一个父亲他生了病了，被禁在那个医院里头，在不能跟任何人接触好几天了。
He couldn't see his son, couldn't see his child, couldn't see his children except through the window.
他不能与他的孩子们有接触，只能在窗户口。
And part of his therapy and part of the time he was in quarantine, he made a very elaborate model, a model of a ship for his little boy.
在他被那个隔绝的时候，他做了一个小小那个羊的那个模型。
So he asked the hospital orderly Saturday morning, and the boy was going to be out there in the lawn, and Dad could wave at him from this.Third floor, and he said to him, he said, would you bring this model that I've taken weeks to build? Would you bring this model and give it to my boy down there?
So, this father, he just in that the child to visit him, asked the hospital workers, "Can you bring this model that I've taken weeks to build and give it to my boy?"
can imagine the father. He's worked for weeks on this. It's an elaborate model. It's a gift for his son that he hasn't touched or talked to in 3-4 weeks, in standing at the door, waiting for the orderly to come downstairs and give it to his son.
你可以想象这父亲的心情，他花了3-4个星期做好这个模型，所以他在那个地方看着这个工作人员把这个模型拿出去给他的孩子。
Finally, the dad, as he sees, the orderly come out, and he goes over to the grass, and the little boy's eyes get so big, and shows the model, and the boy jumps up and says, oh man, this is so great, and the boy gets so excited, and then the boy starts to hug the orderly. He says, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Meanwhile, the father is up there, excited, but left out of the process.
所以当这小孩子看到的工作人员把这个模型给他说，这个小孩子真是太高兴了，眼睛都亮了，高兴的接受这个礼物以后，让这个工作人员一直感谢他。可是你想，在虽然这个父亲在上面看到这个光景，他觉得他被忘掉了。
We get excited about the gifts that God gives us, and rightly so. I'm excited when our kids get off in the right kinds of college. I'm excited about the jobs that God has given us. I'm excited about a car, excited about places that He's given us to live. We should be excited about it.
当然，我们对我们孩子能够进到好的学校，我们对我们能够有好的工作、房子、车子，我们真的是有很高兴，也很感谢。
And then we say thanks to our bosses. We say, thank God for the companies we work for. Thank you, God, for the school that I attend. And we get excited about that.
我们就会说，我们感谢我们的老板，我们感谢神，我们有这个教会，我们感谢神，我们有这个工作，有这个学校。
But meanwhile, the orderly, the little boy is just hugging the orderly, and the orderly says, no, no, sit there. It's your father that made that. It's your father that gave you that gift. And we need to be reminded that it's our father that gave us our health. It's our father that gave us our house. It's our father that gave us our job.
所以当这个小孩子抱着那工作人员高兴的时候，那工作人员说，不是，他往上指，说是你的父亲给你这些的。所以我们也要记得，是我们的父，我们天上的父给了我们一切，给了我们的工作，给了我们的健康，给了我们所有。
He says, we say we're rich, we've got money, we don't need anything. Jesus says, you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked.
我们说我们是富足的，我们一样都不缺，可是主耶稣却说你是那个困苦。
Do you see how the descriptions apply to the cultural context? You're poor, you're not rich. You're blind, you don't have the eye salve. And you're naked. The fancy clothes that you make really don't cover you spiritually.
你看主耶稣所指出来的，你困苦，你可怜，你贫穷，瞎眼，就是跟他们的那个行业有关系的。你赤身的，你虽然穿着华美的衣服，可是你是赤身的。
What Jesus is saying is, I see you, I hear what you say, but I say this. Have you ever had an argument with God? You say, well, Lord, I've really done so much for you. Really, I'm so good. Lord, I do so much.
主耶稣说，我听到，我看到你所做的，可是我告诉你，在我来说都不算什么。可是你，我说主，我做了。主耶稣说我知道，可是我不觉得。主耶稣，我说主，我也做了，你告诉我该做的。主耶稣说没有，你没有做我该做的。
Recently, Pope Francis, from the Roman Catholic Church, made 15 statements that apply to church leadership in his particular church.
天主教教皇法兰西斯他在最近发了一个15条的病症对他的教廷的神职人员说。
He called it the ailments of the Roman Church.
他是说就是罗马就是他们天主教的。
Yesterday in our men's Bible study, we went over these, and we kind of concluded that what he said about that group some of those things could apply to the Church of Jesus Christ in America.
昨天我们在弟兄会也讨论这一段文章，那很多人都同意他中间讲的几个病痛，其实在今天北美，在今天的教会有同样的很多病症。
Very, very perceptive comments about church life.
非常诚实的来讲，我们现在在教会的生活。
He says.That some of us have spiritual Alzheimer's.
他说我们在座的我们在属灵上麻木了，已经痴呆了。
My father died of either dementia or Alzheimer's, so I'm familiar with this condition. It's a very sad condition.
我的父亲就是因为老年痴呆症过世的，所以我知道在这样的光景是一个非常可怜的光景。
He said that some people in the church.Had forgotten their encounter with the Lord, their first love, their excitement about their baptism, their excitement about being saved from sin, their excitement about being delivered from hell to heaven. And we have Alzheimer's where we've sort of forgotten these things, and all we want to do is to be entertained.
他说我们在教会许多人已经忘了那个起初的爱，忘了当初我们接受主受浸的那样的火热的心，忘记了当初我们认识主，我们从罪恶的光景中回到主的家里，得到福音的那种喜悦。而他这样子说我们因为灵里上的痴呆，灵里上的麻木，我们已经忘记了当初我们的那些喜悦。
You know, spiritual Alzheimer's is a lot like physical or medical Alzheimer's. You build a wall around yourself. I couldn't get to my dad. At some point, he would look at my mom and he would say, Who are you? And when we had the spiritual Alzheimer's, we retreat behind this wall where people can't get to us. We're not transparent. We're not open.
当我们灵里上有了痴呆，我们就像我们真的像得了老年痴呆症一样，我们就在我们周围，我们把我们自己围困在一个小小的圈子里头，我们跟别的人没有办法有沟通，我们没有办法有交谈，我们就在我们自己的范围里头。因为我们就像我父亲当初得了病一样，当我妈妈跟他接近的时候，他会问他说你是谁？我们当灵里痴呆的时候，我们对我们周遭以外，除了我们自己范围以外的。
Another ailment that he mentions, which is an ailment of lukewarmness.
还有一个疾病，教皇说的就是温水不冷不热。
I think another perceptive comment he calls it spiritual schizophrenia.
他就说，讲起来好像就是说我们在这个精神上有一点分裂，有一个过的是两种不同的生活。
We lead a double life.
我们过的是两种不同的生活。
We lead a life that people who see us here on Sunday would say, "Oh, we got a wonderful person." But then on Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday, we're totally different people.
我们在教会弟兄姐妹看到我们是一样的光景，可是到了礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四的时候，看到我们的是另外一样的光景。
I think it's a very, very appropriate comment.
我觉得他讲的真的是很实在。
We tend to fit into the groups that we're in.
我们想要在不同的人群中有不同的融入。
And that's lukewarmness. If I'm a different person here Sunday than I am tomorrow at work, if I'm a different person here in Bible study than I am on Wednesday night, that is lukewarmness. And Jesus knows.
所以这样，这是一种不冷不热的光景。我们在教会的光景，跟在工作场合的光景，跟在家的光景，主耶稣知道我们的不冷不热的光景。
And the last one, there are 15. These are all good. Google them or look them up. They're all very good. Here's the last one I want to mention today.
这最后一项我要给大家分享。它其实有15样，所以如果你愿意上网自己去寻找，真的是这15样真的是非常好。
And I love the way uses the language to make his point, the spiritual Alzheimer's or spiritual schizophrenia. Here's the last one I want to talk to you about.
我觉得他用词用得很好，他说属灵上 痴呆属灵上的分裂。这第三点是我要跟大家分享。
He calls it the terrorism of gossip.
他说我们就像一个那个讲残才讲讲说残言的那个恐怖分子一样。
The terrorism
是个恐怖分子。
Of gossip.
我们说人家流言的恐怖分子。
He says it's the sickness of cowardly people who do not have the courage to speak directly, but talk behind people's backs.
就是这些胆小的人，他不敢在你的面前正面的与你说出你的话，而是在你的背后说你的流言。
That's lukewarmness.
这也是一个不冷不热的光景。
We're talking about this yesterday in the Bible study, and in one of the comments, we see everybody does it. Everybody does it, and we come back to the same conclusion. But Christ calls us to be different.
昨天我们在弟兄会，大家就说，每个人都这么做嘛。对啊，每个人都这么做。可是主耶稣要我们，呼召我们要做不同的事情。
Other churches, you know, we can be like other, we can compare ourselves to other churches, but Christ doesn't want us to be like any other churches. He wants us to be unique, hot, unique, cold, refreshing, than any other church that we can imagine.
虽然我们说我们跟别的教会没有什么不一样，可是主耶稣说我要你跟别的教会不一样，我要你。极热或极冷，要有一个清泉在这里。
I personally hope this is where this message is for me. I personally hope that I don't measure myself this way with other pastors, with other workers, but I measure myself this way with the cross, with the holiness of Jesus Christ.
我对我个人的期望是，我不要与其他的传道人在平行中发展。我愿意我自己是垂直的，与在十字架上与基督相连。
Now, here are the two things that you need to do.
两件事你要做。
If I said I was working on this and just going over this, and I was going to get 3 points, and I said, wait a minute, David, Jesus gave 2 points.Number one, why would you give any more? And one, he gave 2. And why would you do something different than what Jesus says? Jesus says, I counsel you. This is my counsel to you, if you look at it, to buy gold refined with fire.
昨天晚上我准备的时候，我本来要有三点，我要与大家一起做。可是我突然想到说，主耶稣只讲了两点。我为什么要比主耶稣多一点？我为什么要跟主耶稣说的不一样？所以我们来看到主耶稣说：“我劝你，你要向我买火炼的金子。”
There's two things he wants us to buy: gold and clothes.
两样东西他要我买，一个买火炼的金子，一个买白衣。
Gold refined with fire.
金子是个火炼的金子。
And white clothes to cover your nakedness.
白衣是要遮盖我们的赤身。
Now, this gold refined by fire, I think if you look at 1 Peter, look at other places, it's the idea that gold that has been tested and tried. Get to a point, church, get to a point, Christian, where you start trusting God like you used to trust Him for the bills, like you used to trust Him for answered prayer. Move out of a comfort zone, a lukewarm comfort zone, to the edge where we're trusting God for something bigger than what we can do.
在其他的书卷，尤其在彼得前书也说过，金子要用火炼才能够有真金出来。所以我们也要经过这个试炼。我们要走出我们舒服的地方，走出我们熟悉的环境。我们要在经过试炼以后，我们才能够被主用。
Then he says, I want you to buy clothes. And what are the clothes that he's talking about? White clothes. The clothes of holiness.
他也说，我要你买白衣。白衣是什么？白衣是圣洁的衣服。
Jesus wants me to be spiritually dressed in white, not stained clothes. He wants to affect my speech. He doesn't want curse words coming out of my speech.He wants to affect my eyes. He doesn't want my eyes looking lustfully. He wants to affect my attitude. He doesn't want bitterness. Buy white raiment. Dress yourselves in holiness.
主耶稣要我们穿着白衣，在灵里上是圣洁的。主耶稣要我们眼睛看的是圣洁的东西，嘴巴说出来的不是那些说，不是那些不讨人喜、不讨他喜悦的话。主耶稣要我们有着圣洁的一切，从灵到心到我们的态度，能配得我们穿白衣的样子。
As a church, we should welcome every trial that comes to us, so that our gold will be refined through the fire of that tribulation and will be more pure. As a Christian, I need to welcome every adversity that comes into my life so that my faith will be tried and my gold will be refined. That's gold from Jesus.
所以对教会来说，如果有任何的难处，任何的挑战，我们要欢迎，因为那就是我们在我们教会的金主在经过试炼、经过火炼，能够提出金金来。对个人来说，同样的，当我们遇到了各样的试探、各样的难处的时候，我们也要欢迎，因为这也是经过了试炼以后，我们也能够活出那个金金出来。
Then he says, "Go home and change clothes."
然后他说你回家换衣服。
You think you're dressed in fine worsted wool? He said, "No, you're naked. I want you to put on white clothing of righteousness."
他说你们以为你们穿的很好的羊毛衣，可是我说不是，我要你换上那公义。
And then he says, get the salve for your eyes so you can really see, not physically see, but really see.
还要你要拿那个擦眼的药，是灵里擦眼的药，所以你能够擦了那个药，才能真正的从灵里能够看见。
Those of you that have walked with the Lord understand exactly what he's talking about. You understand about spiritual conflict. You know that there are angels in this place. You may not see them, but you know there's demonic oppression in a place like this.
在座当中，当你与主同行的时候，你感觉到你在灵里的迫害，你感觉到在中间，我们的使者是在这中间，你也感觉到许许多多的难处在这教会中产生。
Get the salve for your eyes so you can see spiritual conflict. Get the salve for your eyes so you can really see behind people and their masks.
拿着那个擦眼的药，你才能够看见，你才能看见这些一切的难处，你才能够看见属灵的征战，你也能够看穿了人戴着面具的人。
Now this is what Jesus says, and I'll close.
这是主耶稣说的。
Verse 19, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline.
19节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。
So be earnest and repent.
你们要发热心，也要悔改。
Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. I'm not in your church. I'm outside. Will you let me come in, please? I want to come in and have fellowship with you.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，我叩门，我站在门外，听见我的声音，你就会开门。我要进到他那里去，与他一同坐席。
By the way, when Jesus says these things, when he rebukes us, when he disciplines us, he's telling us, "I love you." He's telling us, "You're mine." When you're not rebuked, if there's been no discipline from God in your life,I think you need to question whether or not you're a son of God or a daughter of God. If you've been rebuked, if you've been disciplined by God, if you've experienced loss, and you know the loss is a result of sin in your life, you can thank God that, hey, yes, Lord, thank you for that fresh evidence that I'm a son of God, that I'm a son of God.
如果神责备他喜爱的人，如果你从来没有觉得你有那个感觉被责备、被管教的时候，我要你要自己扪心自问：你是真的是属神的吗？你真的是神的儿女吗？因为神的儿女，当你被管教、被责备的时候，当你犯做错的时候，你被管教、被责备的时候，你要感谢神，因为神爱你，所以管教、责备你。
Parents, you know this. You never discipline the neighbor's children. If you didn't.
做父母的我们都知道，我们从来不会管邻家的小孩，因为你管邻家的小孩，你一定会有麻烦。
But you discipline your children. And when you discipline your children, that affirms that you love them. You say, no, William, you just can't do that. That says, I'm your dad, and I love you, and I know more than you do. Don't do it. But you can't say that to Jack that lives across the street. Well, you don't know Jack, and you can't do that to him. But when God disciplines us, He is saying, EBCC, you're my church. EBCC, you're my children, and I discipline you. I call you away, and I call you to gold, fellowship, to new clothing, new sight.
所以对一个父母来说，你只会对你的孩子管教你自己的孩子，因为你知道你爱这个孩子，所以你要管教他，你会对邻家的小孩子管教。同样的，主耶稣对天成也是同样的。主耶稣对天成有责备、有管教，因为经过了责备、经过了管教，我们才能够有金金，我们才能够买那个眼药水，我们才能够买那个眼药水，我们才能够才能够买那个眼药水，我们才能够有白衣可以穿上。
This is a message for me. So often, Lord, I want to have more, and I trust in what I have. You've met all of my needs, Lord, but so often I want just a little bit more.
主耶稣这个信息其实是对我自己说的。我有许多了，可是我往往还要更多。
Father, we pray for those of us who want more, more power, more influence, more money, more things, Lord, may we really see that what we need is more of you, more of the word, more of fellowship.
主耶稣，我们在做的当中，或许有人想要更多的财富，更多的权柄，可是主耶稣，求你让我们转向我们的目标，让我们更多的得着你，更多的从你那里的话语。
Father, may those of us who have come from physical poverty but spiritually rich, now we've come to a land where we can become physically rich, may we not become spiritually poor.
主耶稣，我们或许有人是当初是在物质上是贫穷的，可是在灵里是富足的。当我们来到这富足的土地上的时候，让我们能够在物质上有富足，可是在我们的灵里上，主耶稣，求你保守我们同样的富足。Thank
you for the gift of a mind. Thank you for the gift of jobs. Thank you for the gift of a house. But Father, help us not to forget the one who made the job, the house. The one who stands there and waits for us to say thank you to him.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你赐给我们工作、房子。主耶稣也求你提醒我们，让我们知道，我们当我们有了这些一切属世的富足的时候，我们能够转向你，向你说谢谢主。
Bless these words, we pray in the name of Jesus.
我们感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.